Lovely. Thank you, Sue, for leading our service. It does help, actually, to have one or two folk helping out like that. That's excellent. Now, we've got some more presents here, actually, beautifully wrapped up, and they do look good, don't they? Presents sort of either at the front of church or under a tree or whatever. And I don't know about you, I get very tempted to sort of have a feel and see if you can guess what they are. But I don't know, you can't do that too soon, can you? Anybody? No, you've got no ideas really, have you? Let's see if we can find... I think the blue one is probably for a man, isn't it? Who do you think? Do you think an appropriate one for Mark, actually? Shall we see if that's an appropriate present for Mark? Have a little feel, see if you think you can guess what that is. Go on then, yeah. Sorry? And a shake and a rattle, yeah. We shall see. Oh. Is that appropriate for Mark? No, not the tissue, no. Do you think he'd thank me if that was his present on Christmas Day?
Pop it on.
Pop it on, go on then. Yes. I think that's definitely... Definitely the appropriate present, isn't it? Oh, dear. Now, what else have we got? Hazel, I think this one's probably for you, actually. I don't know why. Have a little feel. See if you think that's the right sort of thing for you. What does that feel like?
It's cylindrical.
Cylindrical. Is it one of those wax cylinders with sound on? No. No? Could be jam? Yeah. Is that appropriate? I don't know. Have a little look. Open it up and see. Mmm. It's always a test, isn't it, at Christmas when you're opening your present. Is this going to be the right present for you?
It's a tin.
It's a tin? Right. Tin of what? Well, that's what... Ah.
I don't
have cat food. What? You don't have a cat? You've got a dog. Now, I'm not sure that's right for a dog, is it? Because dogs need biscuits and they need less thiamine, niacin and... Oh, anyway, yes, all of that. Oh, dear. So that probably wasn't quite right, was it, either? I wonder, do we have... Any young people here who would like a present? Who would like, I don't know, would you like a present? Would you? Shall we see if this is an appropriate present for you? Have a little look inside there. See what you can find in there. What do you think it might be? Do you think it might be something to play with? Have a little look. Open up and see if this is the right sort of thing for you. It's always exciting, isn't it? You wonder what's going to come out. Now, what have we got there? Test that out. Is it fizzy pop? What is it? You don't know. Vodka? Oh, no. That's not right, is it? It's okay for mummy, apparently. Oh, dear. You haven't been drinking vodka and tonic today, have you already? No. Oh, dear. That's not right either, is it? Oh, dear. Let's see if we can find something, I don't know. Would this... I wonder if this might... Sue, see if that's a sort of appropriate thing. Have a little feel and see. You never quite know, do you?
Soft.
It's soft, right. So that, what could that mean?
Scarf, gloves, hat.
Right. Open up.
Oh, come on.
It could
no,
be,
wait,
no.
Wait for me.
bit thin. Have a go. See what you can find in there. It's not jewellery.
No.
No. Yes, it's a Christmas scarf. Yes. That is probably today, that's probably the most useful and appropriate present, isn't it? Yes.
That's
great. Lovely. We all like a good present, don't we? And especially if some thought's gone into it and you open it up and it's appropriate. If I get tights for Christmas, it's not very good, is it? No, it's not right. No, my daughters especially don't think it's right. You couldn't easily guess what those were, could you? I mean, you tried to guess, but then you opened them up and they weren't quite right, were they? No, not right for you. They all looked nice from the outside, didn't they? But then, when you open them up inside, you find something different. And do you know that was true of the Christmas story as well? If you think about those shepherds on the hillside, who appeared to them? Who did they see in the sky? Do you remember? It was angels, wasn't it? With wings and halos. And the angels told them a message that Jesus, the baby, had been born. And they could have said, thank you very much. And they could have gone back and had their packed lunch and thought no more about it. But they didn't do that, did they? They actually went to the stable and had a look. If you like, they opened up and discovered that the message of the angels was true. And then somebody else came later, didn't they? Who else came? Who was the other person? Hannah knows. The wise men, that's right. And they came a long way. Do you know where they came from? Not quite Egypt. No, the other way, actually. To the east. Yeah, the east, that'll do. Persia, I mean, roughly where they're all fighting wars now, that sort of area. You know, Baghdad and all round there. And they came a long way. But they too came because they'd seen a message. They'd seen a star, hadn't they, in the sky. And they looked it up and they said, that means there's a baby who's been born. And again, they could have just said, well, that's very nice, and they could have gone back and had their lunch. But they didn't. They decided, we're going to go and investigate and find out if this is true or not. So they came all the way, not from Egypt, but from Persia, from the east, to find the baby Jesus. And that's also true of us, isn't it? We can hear this story and we can think, okay, that's fine, Vicar. Thank you very much. And we can do no more about it. Or we can come and actually find out for ourselves about Jesus. Whether he's been born and whether it's true that he can be our saviour and our friend. Now I know some of those presents were a bit of a disappointment, weren't they? It wasn't quite right for Mark, I don't think, was it? He loved it. Good. But sometimes Christmas can be a bit of a disappointment to people. But when we come and find out about Jesus, when we open it all up, it's not just short-lived thrills, it's actually something deep and long-lasting. So that's a message, isn't it, for this Christmas. It's not just to sing the carols and open the presents and eat the sweets and so on, but to find out the deeper meaning of Jesus being born in the manger at Christmas. Let's just bow our heads and pray, and there's a prayer. As we open the door of the stable and look inside, there is Jesus the baby lying in a manger. Let us go to him and kneel in worship, knowing he's God's Son, born to be our Saviour. In thanks and praise, we accept this gift from our Father God. In sorrow, we acknowledge our weaknesses and failings. In humility, we accept his loving forgiveness. In love and service, We offer him our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.